Welcome, I'm Ryan Hicks, and this is Modern Business, the podcast to learn from franchise business leaders and explore new business technology. Our community is about sharing knowledge and tools that help us achieve our goals in business and beyond. Thanks for being here, and welcome to Modern Business.
Welcome back, everybody, to Modern Business Podcast. Thank you all for joining us here. Looking forward to having my next guest on our Emerging in Essential series. This has been a really successful segment that Ryan and I decided to start in the face of COVID-19. And we've had a lot of really amazing guests so far. Please, folks, give us your feedback if there's anybody that we have not thought of or that you'd like us to interview. Ryan and I are always open to suggestions. One way that we did that was just kind of put out a little LinkedIn post on Friday, and we really got some awesome responses. So please, feel free to direct message us on LinkedIn, or if you also have our emails, feel free to do so as well. Other housekeeping that I have for you guys, we have our Springboard Influencer Series webinar today. That is going to be at 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. It's going to be an hour. Our two guests that we have today for our episode on curbside assistance is going to be Johnny Weber, who is the largest multi-unit franchisee of Sport Clips, who also has a bunch of locations of Pet Supplies Plus. So a nice little perspective of non-essential and essential businesses there. And then we also have the CEO of Walk-Ons, which is Brandon Landry, who has a phenomenal story. They've done some really amazing things throughout this to help restaurant workers. And so I think that you guys will find it to be really special. Not too late to register. You can really find any of those registration links on my LinkedIn, Ryan's LinkedIn, our Facebooks, my father, my mother, or Lane's Facebook or LinkedIn's, or many of the other franchise friends that we have that have reposted it. So please go ahead and listen. And that's going to be a recurring series every Thursday. So please register every week. Next week, we have some pretty awesome guests talking about innovation in restaurants amid COVID-19. So really excited to have our next guest here today on our Emerging Essential series. We have the awesome Nick Ridgway, the Franchise Development Manager for PureTech USA, on with us, coming to us live from Florida. A lot better weather here in Florida than it is, obviously, in Chicago. So, Nick, really happy that you could join us.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's 80 and sunny. It's beautiful outside today.
I'm jealous. We were just saying before we got on here, folks, is that Nick is actually originally from the Chicagoland area. And so he was smart and he left. I was not smart and I moved back, and now I'm being faced with getting snow on April 15th, which was pretty crazy, but really happy to have you on, Nick. Really looking forward to walking through your brand a little bit. I've heard quite a bit about it from some friends. We had a friend of the podcast, Joe Mohe from Integrated Digital Strategies, that actually recommended that you come on. Thank you, Joe and Steve, for letting Nick come on here and recommending him. So, Nick, just for some folks who don't know what PureTech USA is, would you mind kind of just going through the spiel of what you guys do, and you know, and then in addition to that, how you actually ended up at the brand as well? Because from what I understand, you've been there for 4 years, but not always in Franda.
Yeah. So, PureTech itself, we specialize in on-site hydraulic hose replacement. We really service a lot of essential businesses and just different kind of blue-collar industries that have hydraulic equipment or various hydraulic equipment that has job functions. When those hoses break, it creates a problem. So we provide the services on-site or over-the-counter for hydraulic and industrial hoses to help keep the machines operating. So it's a good niche, and it's definitely a necessity for a lot of these businesses, and they've got to get the parts from somewhere. We just provide it in a different fashion and provide it on site and quicker than anybody else.
Okay. And so how did you find this?
I mean, yeah. So PureTech, I came into this 4 years ago. The company I worked for before this was Scott's Miracle-Gro, and the division I worked for, they were selling. So I was kind of tasked with finding a new gig. So I came across PureTech through a friend of mine that I had worked with, had also came across PureTech, and we both started at PureTech essentially at the same time. So it was just kind of right place, right time, and just kind of knowing some different people and knowing the right people, and came across, and it's been a great opportunity. Introduced me to franchising and kind of a whole new world outside of working for a corporate business. And it's been great. And I started doing support for Pertec USA in the beginning, supporting the local franchises, learning the business. And then I developed into franchise development about 2.5 years into my tenure here at Pertec.
Got you. And so how many locations are you guys, or I guess, I suppose, how many franchisees do you guys have that are open and operating in different parts around the country?
Currently, we have 94 locations and about 65 franchisees, give or take. It's in the 60s.
Awesome. Okay. So, I mean, I think that just my initial question for you is, I guess, amid COVID-19, I'm sure that, you know, because you guys are essential, I understand the construction sites and, you know, manufacturers and all of those folks who are using heavy machinery that you guys help out to, you know, service and replace parts for are still up and running. Has there been anything that you guys have really needed to alter at all, just amid this pandemic? Because those are kind of the few places that are still up and running right now. Because, I mean, people still need to build up stuff because they're on timelines and things of that nature. And we still need, you know, manufacturing masks, so to speak. I mean, those are things that still need to happen. So how has business changed because of it?
I mean, we've had to do some adapting. I think that's proven to our franchise network or potential franchisees that this business is adaptable and maybe a little recession resistant, which is good. It's good for a franchise development piece, and it's good for confidence building it within our franchisees. But people don't want to come to a store, right? So I think we're really kind of played to our advantage. They still need the part, but we're able to provide them the part on site in some sort of quarantine fashion. They can pick the location. We can stay 6 feet away, and they don't actually have to leave their facility. We can come to them and do it right in their parking lot. So I think that allows us to really be adaptable. That was already part of our service anyway, but being able to adapt to the current times and standards that are placed out there, from social distancing to nobody wanting to walk into retail stores, I think that really played to our advantage. So we've kind of put some sales strategies in place to really let the customers know. And I think we've really gained business from new customers, but also from our existing customers gaining more business because they're a desire to not want to leave their location.
Yeah, talk about actually being prepared for something like this. I mean, there's no way to prepare, but I think that you guys, I guess, subconsciously could have been prepared for something just because you guys were really accessible, excuse me, and you were very, you know, adaptable to them because you were on site for the most part, and, you know, you didn't really have to alter that much, which I think is kind of why you guys have the ability to, of course, be an essential business that thrives throughout all of this. Now, because you kind of do have a franchise development spin to your job, of course, being the franchise development manager, talk to me a bit about, you know, how that experience has changed amid COVID-19, because you guys are an essential business, and I'm sure that interest is likely even going up just because you guys are seen as that recession-proof business. How has that life changed for you?
Yeah, we've successfully completed one virtual discovery day, so that was a change. And we have the next one scheduled for next Wednesday. The first virtual discovery day, we did get one franchise agreement out of it. And the next one is in the process of acquiring some funding. So I think with resources at SBA, that's kind of helped us out too. But our lead flow and everything is steadily increasing, even without having to do much additional investing into different lead sources and avenues. IDS is one that has done a lot of work for us and helped us kind of adapt our messaging to fit around COVID-19 and things that are going on now with unemployment rates starting to rise or people just looking for more secure opportunities. I think that's helped increase our lead flow. And then we have a good team in place that we help manage those leads as they come through the process and work them through the steps of our process to evaluate them and help them evaluate us. So I think there's definitely been some advantages and we're definitely seeing good increased lead flow and still signing franchise agreements even through the time today.
Oh, well, good for you guys, because I think that, folks, you're going to kind of hear a trend here that a lot of the folks that I'm having on this particular segment are still having success signing franchise agreements. And there's a reason for that, is because they're essential businesses. And so I think that it's important for folks to understand, you know, is there anything that you have been doing that is different that's really allowing that to happen? Or do you really feel that you're just fortunate because you guys are an essential business that it's really allowing you to operate, you know, largely business as usual for the most part? Obviously, nobody is completely so, but, you know, to a certain extent, you guys certainly do have that advantage.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, we've been impacted in some ways, right? But, I mean, our business has still stayed strong and stayed pretty consistent kind of pre-COVID-19. So We've been pretty fortunate in that aspect just because their infrastructure bill is going out and construction still operating. So people still need the parts. So that really helps us out there. But from a franchise development perspective, we've really focused on a lot of change in our messaging and trying to look for the people that really kind of fit the profile of what we're looking for, or people that are kind of recently unemployed on LinkedIn, and really kind of targeting the right people to drive them to us to so we can get the conversation and get the initial information to them to help them see if this is the right fit for them. So we've definitely changed the messaging around COVID-19 and around being recession resistant and adaptable, and really kind of playing the message that, hey, our business is still going strong, even amidst all the things going on around us.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I mean, I do have a question for you based off of, you know, how you guys are really finding these folks, because I think that you mentioned that you guys are working with IDS. Is there, you know, what it's not exactly, of course, you know this, it's not the sexiest business in the world. So I think that it can sometimes be, it's hard to conceptualize how, you know, these folks are coming to you, because it's not necessarily the first thing that a lot of people would think of. But, you know, how are you guys finding these candidates? And if you wouldn't mind also, in addition to that, you know, going into, you know, what type of typical candidate you guys have found that has been successful, that would be helpful too.
So we do a lot of, obviously Google ads, pay-per-click campaigns, social ads, and then really targeting that way, and really kind of look for the profile of the person that we're looking for. We really try to cast a wide net because our network of franchise owners is very diverse. I mean, less than 16% of them actually come from a hydraulic or mechanical background. Most of them are engineers, CPAs, business owners or business managers, C-level executives. So there's a really, really wide range. And a lot of our messaging you'll see isn't really around by a hydraulic repair business, because that's really going to scare a lot of people away just for the unknowns. What we really focus on is that we're a service company that services business to business and industrial based companies. A lot of people can relate to that. A lot of people, and when they're looking for a business, like the service aspect, they like being business to business because you're not having to deal residentially or direct to consumer, and makes it a little bit easier for collecting your money aspect. But then it also is, it's something that you're selling as a necessity, regardless if they understand how to make the hose. They understand that hydraulic hoses are a necessity to keep those businesses operating. And that's what's attractive to potential buyers as they're looking into Pertec. And that's what we try to spin a lot of our messaging against, not the hydraulic piece, but the fact that we're service company business to business.
Yeah, and I think that that's a really valuable lesson for folks to understand, is that, you know, I always kind of find it to, and I've done many talks about this before, and you may find this just to be interesting, but the man in a van kind of doing the whole thumbs up in front of that van doesn't necessarily work as well. I think it's just more about actually talking about, like, the, I guess, that franchisee. You know, what is that franchisee doing, and what type of all-star franchisees do you have out there that are really going to humanize a business that people just don't necessarily think of? Because to your point, you guys don't necessarily have like a set, you know, person. There's CPAs that get into the hydraulics business, and I don't think that I would have ever thought that before you told me so. So I think that is a testament to the good work that you guys are doing, that you guys have had success with folks who you wouldn't necessarily match up if you kind of had to blindfold them that they would be owning a Pertec. But I think that that's kind of part of the genius of what you guys have done. So kudos to you. And I think that that's a lesson, folks, for anybody who I wouldn't scare people away. The unsexy businesses, you know, people are successful with those because they have the ability to, you know, the margins are a lot better and the overhead's a lot lower, and it's easier because you're working from home in some cases. And so it seems as if you guys have definitely succeeded in that regard. So my next question to you is that, you know, when you guys were actually kind of trying to decide how you were going to do that messaging, was there any strategy as a franchise development professional that you may be able to give advice to for other folks at all when it comes to, you know, how you guys decided to craft your voice? Because I think that it's a hard thing to get somebody not to think of hydraulics for you guys, because they look you up and they see it. obviously, but is there anything that you guys have done that you may be able to recommend to other folks that's a really good strategy?
Some of it's just experience, right? It's trial and error. That's part of it. But the other part of it is that understanding your audience. So you're not looking for ones. If I was looking for just people who came from the hydraulic industry, I would just advertise hydraulic because it would relate to them. But that pool is so small. So you start looking outside of the pool and what's going to attract somebody from outside of an industry like that, that has the business experience and the leadership ability to operate a service company. And that has the kind of wherewithal to grow good business. If that's one unit, multi-units. So you really kind of have to look at what are those guys looking for? And what are those guys going to respond to? So you have to really kind of adapt to not just one message, but multiple messages, and kind of track your data on how people are responding to that. And obviously the calls that you have with candidates too, right? So, and what do they respond with? What do they relate with? What gets them excited about your business and what doesn't? Because the fear is, yes, I don't know how to make a hydraulic hose, but the exciting part is it's business to business. It's a service company. I can see myself operating something like that. So you have to be able to address both. I just choose to address the hydraulic part in the conversation, not in the messaging.
Gotcha. Well, that makes sense.
A lot easier for me to explain.
Yeah, that makes sense completely. And, you know, I am curious because I think that I assume that it's not all about the messaging that you guys have. I assume that there really has to be some type of, technology that's really giving you guys that edge, because I think that, you know, there's probably a lot of tools that you guys provide for your franchisees, but would you mind talking about some of the technology you guys provide that may help franchisees to be successful?
Yes. I mean, obviously we have a very well-developed product line from a hydraulic hose perspective, but we have just software ERP system that we've fully changed over to that manages every aspect of their business, from their financials to inventory management to payables and receivables and CRM. But I mean, really what kind of sets us apart is our senior leadership, the support teams, the support managers that are out there supporting them from marketing to sales and support and technical aspect. So that way, I think that's really what's going to separate us apart is that aspect, because that's what's going to allow that franchisee to come into something that they don't know and make them feel comfortable doing it, right? The fact that they have the support of not just 94 franchise locations, but they also have the support of every department at Pertec USA that's committed to helping them over the phone, on site, 24 hours a day, to make sure that their business thrives. There isn't a ton of technology when it comes to this. Hydraulic hose, it's pretty mechanical, hands-on, but that's where we kind of put a lot of money and resources in the support that they're going to receive and to make sure they receive enough of it to be successful. Because we realize their results are our results. We've got to make sure that they hit the ground running, that they take off at a good trajectory and help them build a good business so we can be successful.
Nobody wakes up in the morning knowing how to deal with hydraulic hoses for the most part, I would say. So I think that support is paramount. Yeah, it's a very small pool of people. So I think that support is certainly paramount. So I'm happy to hear that you guys, a lot of people talk the talk with the idea that, you know, their franchisee's success is corporate success. But, you know, at the end of the day, it sounds like that you really believe what you're saying, which I think is a good thing. And so in terms of just getting back to franchise development for a second, I'm sure that 2020 has kind of thrown a wrench in everything, but would you kind of mind talking about what big plans you guys had for franchise development this year? And if, any plans that you guys have on the horizon for the brand in general that you wouldn't mind talking about as well?
Yes. I mean, our initial goal was to get to 100. That's kind of the milestone we're looking to achieve. One, just for getting to that point, that's kind of that first milestone you want to achieve in franchising is getting to that 100, but also the celebration we're going to have with it is kind of exciting as well. So we're really excited about getting there. I mean, we're 6 away, so we're close. I think we'll definitely have a very good chance being in April. We've already got a few franchise agreements in this year. We're definitely on pace to be able to hit that this year. So I think we'll still be able to achieve the celebration. So that'll be good.
Kudos to you guys on the 100. That's fair. I'm the close to being 100. It's a very hard milestone to hit. Not many do.
Yep, it is a very hard milestone to hit. So in terms of plans for Pertec, obviously our goal and kind of, I guess, mid to short term or long term goal would be to get to 200 locations. That's our plan. Right now, we only operate in 25 states. I mean, we're not even in the top 100 markets across the country. So we still got a lot of developing just within the top 100 markets and within the 50 states. So we've got a lot of potential there. So we're really spending a lot of time building resources from support staff to the franchise development team to be able to handle higher lead volume, more openings, things like that as we go. So as we hit this milestone this year of 100, our goal is to get to 200 by 2023. And we've got the team in place to be able to do it and the ability to continue to build on that. We just need to keep building the pipeline of franchisees and continuing to grow across the country.
Well, I love that. And I think that this has definitely been really interesting for me because I got to tell you, I didn't know anything about this before this. And so that's kind of that's the fun part of being a host is that you get to learn about brands that you may not have otherwise learned about. And I think that the audience has kind of been around that along that journey with me. So I appreciate you coming on board and having the opportunity to talk with us for a little bit. Where can people go? Where can people go to learn a little bit more about you guys if they want to kind of hop on and check out what PureTech is all about?
So they can go to PureTechUSA.com. If they're looking for specific for franchise opportunities, they can go to PureTechUSAFranchise.com. And there's information from the consumer site to the franchise site and the opportunities we have available. There's tons of information that's updated all the time.
Awesome. Well, I mean, look, I'm really happy that we got a chance to have you on, and I hope that you guys certainly get to operate on all cylinders throughout the rest of this, just as you guys have. And I think that it gives a lot of people positive vibes that you guys have the ability to actually even do that. That there's anybody in franchising that's doing that. Matter in fact, so. I'm really happy that we got a chance to have you on, Nick, and looking forward to seeing your continued success. And keep us posted here if you guys actually do end up hitting 100. Would love to give you a shout out if you do.
Will do. I appreciate you having me. Thanks.
Absolutely. Of course. Well, folks, thank you guys all so much for joining us again for another episode of Emerging and Essential. Please subscribe to the Modern Business Podcast anywhere you listen to them. Don't be embarrassed as well, folks. If you guys have questions about how to do that, Ryan and I can be your in-house millennials and help you guys out in terms of getting that all subscribed so they pop up every time that you want to listen to us. Also, please register for the Springboard Influencer Series presented by of course, franchisors.com. That is every Thursday, 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. Eastern. Please register. We have some really awesome guests that will be coming up for the next couple weeks. Thanks again, folks, for listening, and looking forward to talking to you all soon.